Look what I got.
Woody.
Will's right.
Oh. Woody, wake up.
Will doesn't know.
Has anyone found Woody's hat yet?
Look, Will, if you have something to say, just say it.
Yeah, Woody.
They're always saying to me,
stop him! He's getting so far away!
Don't worry, Woody.
Good morning, Melvin. Pleasure to be on board with you on this Saturday morning, as we are, funnily enough, quite repeatedly, Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been dropped yet.
Keep, I know.
Staying afloat. Staying afloat.
Still at prime time, 8 till 10. Lucky you, Melbourne.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
Keep the complaints not coming.
We're going to make sure that we continue with Saturday morning sporting legends today. So if you're on the way to sport, if you're on the way home from sport and your kid's done something particularly epic out there, whether in the gym, on the field, wherever.
Yep.
We want to hear from Saturday morning sporting legends a bit later in the game.
Call us any time for that. 13, 10, 60. Yep. We'll sort that out. No dramas at all. We're not time Nazis here on the show, are we, Will?
Time Nazi.
You know, like someone who's very strict with time.
Yeah. That's... I don't think I've ever heard that.
Haven't you?
No.
My mum used to say it all the time.
Very good.
She'd say, well, Steve, you've been a bit of a time Nazi. No? That's a white law. That's a white law family.
Good chance. Good chance to sponsor the show. Up next, actually, we're doing this. Because, well, let's face it, we're not getting sponsors elsewhere. And last week, got ourselves a couple of Turkish towels through doing this. I'm going to tell you more about that right up next.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Woods, last week we realised that our show was missing something.
Yeah, missing something huge.
And it was the real sexiness factor of being able to say that we have a sponsor with the show.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Hamish Nan, you've got this dude who comes on and says, hey, this is Andy, here for Qantas.
Mm.
And if you're feeling like a good lift, then, you know.
Take
then,
off with Hamish and Andy. Yeah, hilarious pun. Really fits the show.
I know, it's really good, actually. It's quite a cute little gag. You're already giggling before you get into them.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, we can't promise the gag or the pun, but last week we had the great idea of, and we've since found out it might be slightly illegal, but we had half an hour left on the show and we were like, you know what? Bugger it.
Yeah.
If you want to sponsor us, 13 10 60, give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
We took a whole bunch of calls, surprisingly.
Mm, I know.
Got offered up to $200 from a whole bunch of people, and we ended up going with...
Why don't we just play what was playing during our show? Have a listen to this.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Here for Mrs. Tepe's Turkish Towels.
Mmm, a real Turkish delight.
On Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
And how much better did our show sound when we had a sponsor on board?
And it was a delight to be representing Mrs. Tepe throughout our show.
Yep.
She got free, oh, not free, it was $200 and two Turkish Towels worth. Now, we've since found out that we can't ask for money.
No, yeah, that breaks there's numerous codes. It's not one, it's many.
And there's a whole bunch of people in the office who actually spend a bit of time trying to sell the show.
Yeah, I think so they're called sales. I don't know if you've heard of them, but we've got them.
So it's a bit undermining for us as well to be taking their job and doing it on air.
Yes.
But they haven't sold us yet, so as far as I'm concerned, sell harder, boys. Now, Woods... We are offering for the rest of the show.
Yes.
Mrs. Tepe only got half an hour.
Yep.
The rest of our show, we're about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yep.
That's massive.
13, 10, 60. If you have a product, if you want to promote anything,
yes,
give us a call right now. We do have to mention, though, now, we've spoken, had a brief conversation with the lawyers. We're taking merch. So you need to offer us something, a product or something, one of your products.
Yes.
Something physical.
Yeah.
Because we can receive that. But we cannot receive cash. If you want to offer us cash, tell that to the producer off air. Don't mention it on air. Maybe when you come on air, just say, I want to give you a meat pie, wink, and we'll know exactly what you mean. We've got Kelly here from East Melbourne. G'day, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Kelly. How are you? We've got an hour and 45 minutes left of Weekend Brekkie with Will and Woody. What have you got for us?
Well, I haven't got any cash to offer you.
No,
well, no winking for me.
No, well, there's no cash on this show.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Kelly?
I mean, there might
be. So I can offer you two bunches of red roses each for you two. to give you special persons.
Okay, what's your business?
So it's Kelly Flowers in East Melbourne.
All right. Kelly Flowers. Okay, thanks very much, Kelly. Okay. Interesting. Couple of roses.
We'll take it into consideration.
Can you take that?
Last chance for a wink there, Kelly.
No winking, I'm sorry.
No, Woody,
very good.
There's no winks. All right, thanks, Kelly. Have a good one. We've got Michael here. Thanks very much, Kelly. We've got Michael here. Hello, Michael.
Hello, boys.
Michael, what have you got to offer the boys? An hour and 45 minutes left of the show. We need a sexy sponsor. Mm. What have you got?
Okay, so I run my own financial firm.
Yep.
It's called MGP Financial. So I know you boys can't accept any money, but if a couple of winks and I can give you a couple of grand.
There's no cash on this show.
Whoa, that's a good wink, though.
now, I've got a bit of merchandise for you boys. So I've got a couple of T-shirts, a couple of hoodies. If you boys are Carlton supporters, you can come to the game with me today. Carlton and Sydney.
Wow, Michael. Wow,
I just brought about 30 pairs of sneakers in the last 2 days, so I can give you a couple of pairs of sneakers.
Oh, my God, Michael.
All right, Michael. This is fantastic.
We're I've just got my Ferrari. You
got your Ferrari. Yeah.
You can drive Michael? That if you want.
Michael, breaking codes. That's all good, though. Michael, have a chat to our producer, because, wink, we like what's coming out of your mouth. Kayla.
What are you even saying there?
Did he say he was giving us a Ferrari?
He said we can go for a ride in it, I think.
Right. Kayla from Carnegie.
Hey, Kayla.
I work for Gary Warren Smith Holden in Oakley.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We obviously would love a bit of free advertising.
Okay. What have you got to offer here? Cars?
Well, I've also got a strong connection with Holden merchandise, so I can send you boys some real merchandise. I don't know what the other guy was saying, but you can definitely have some Holden hats. You can have some stubby holders. You can have multiple little things. I can send you across a gift basket for you both.
All right. Thanks, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla. A bit more merch. Michael from Albert Park.
This is good. A little bit more official, that stuff.
Yeah. That didn't sound so dodgy.
No.
Michael.
How are you, guys?
Good, mate. How are you?
Michael, how are you?
Good, mate. Look, I'm the owner of Code Black Barbers in Albert Park, and I know you guys want to look gorgeous all the time, so we're going to offer you a lifetime of haircuts and hot scalp shaves, and as many and whatever products you want. We've got the best Franco Alphonse & Co. Men's grooming products, so we're going to set you boys up for life. And,
huge.
Are you kidding, Michael? A lifetime of haircuts.
And look, I heard the other one about the bloke picking up in the Ferrari, but what about this? What if I pick you up in the Mustang with a 347 blown stroker? What do you reckon?
Michael, great stuff.
That's huge.
You're like, hold.
Michael. A lifetime of haircuts. I will continue to go to that hairdresser for the rest of my life as well.
I know.
That's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but we're not accepting cash.
No. But if you think about the value of it,
all right. Here's the thing. We've got Kelly with the two bunches of roses. We've got Michael.
Michael's given us a Ferrari. $1,000.
Offered a couple of winks of a couple of thousand dollars cash.
Go to the game today.
30 pairs of shoes. Going to the Carlton game.
Drive you with my Ferrari.
Who is that guy?
It seems too good to be true.
Sounds illegal.
It just seems like, I don't know, like we'll wake up next week and he'll have, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure his NGP Financials is, you know, a great company.
Respectful and we're
not
business.
We're absolutely not having to go
but
to
I think
business.
You're right. It does sound like a little bit like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, doesn't it? Kayla from Carnegie with the Holden merch.
The beer basket. The beer stubbies. Mate, it's a lifetime of haircuts. I mean, I will have a haircut every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, book me in 10 a.m. for the rest of my life.
Michael from Albert Park? Are you there? No, Michael from Albert Park.
What about Michael from Alert?
No, that's Michael from Alert. No, we don't want Michael from Alert. We'll try Michael from Albert Park.
Get through.
Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. How are you?
We've just narrowly avoided Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
He somehow got through. We don't know how he got.
Michael, we will take the lifetime of haircuts.
Yes!
For the rest of the show.
Awesome.
You're in. Okay, brilliant. Congratulations. What's the hairdresser called there, mate?
Mate, I own two. I own Ibiza Hair at 151 Victoria Avenue. So all your ladies listening, come on in. And then I own Code Black Barbers, which is at 157 Victoria Avenue.
I think we can only do the one because I can't do. There's just a little bit too much going on there. We'll go for the Code Black Barbers if that's all right, Michael.
Easy.
And the boys will be in there.
Come?
Well, 10:30 this morning, mate. We'll be there. Lock us in.
Michael, have you got like a catchphrase or something? I mean, last time we had a catchphrase for Mrs. Teppy's Turkish Towels. What's yours, mate?
Mate, we're living the dream. We're just living the dream. That's what we do.
I love living the dream.
code
Black Barbers. Living the dream.
We'll see you at 10:30 today. And you know what? We even got Corona beer, so I'll crack a beer for you, boys.
Oh, beautiful. Michael. Okay. Hey, Michael, you have Code Black Barbers. Living the Dream is the sponsor for the rest of the show.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
I was reading the other day about which animal do you think,
I love this,
has the longest migration in the world?
So by longest, are you talking time or distance?
Distance.
Distance. So how far they need to
move. How far do they go?
Polar bears, and they go.
Surely not.
I saw a documentary on it. They go a very long way.
They just stay in the same continent.
No. They go from north to south.
No.
The whole way around.
No, they don't, but this animal does.
Fun fact, though, polar bears have see-through fur.
There you go.
But anyway, I'll move on.
Any more animal fun facts you want to throw in while I'm doing this?
No.
Get this. So my uncle told me the other day.
Yeah.
The Arctic tern.
Yes.
It's a bird.
Right.
Lives in Scotland.
Okay. Yeah.
Lives in Scotland.
Yep.
That's where it breeds.
Okay.
And then it flies down from Scotland to the Antarctic.
That's
so
a long
below
flight.
Australia.
Yeah.
Does a lap of the Antarctic.
Yeah.
And then flies all the way back for a total every year of 96,000 kilometers. It's like 10 times further than any other animal ever.
What? Why? So it goes to Scotland.
Does it every year. And so as a total, it ends up doing 2.5 million kilometres of flying in its life. It's like going to the moon and burning back twice.
Wow.
In its life.
Surely there's a reason as to why they go. Because I can't understand why you'd sleep with somewhere in Scotland. Or maybe, is that what they're doing? That it's like a one-night stand. It's like...
it just went really badly.
I'm with someone in Scotland. You wake up, the Arctic bird wakes up and goes... Oh, my God. Oh, what have I done? I'm going to have to fly to the Antarctic again, aren't I? Yep. I'm going to have to be gone for 6
really
months.
Really need to skip town for a while.
Anyone else skipping town? Yep. Let's go. We're out of here.
The walk of shame. Longest walk of shame ever. But what I'm thinking, so the reason the birds do it, though, it's quite remarkable. They all do it. They all do it.
Like yes.
Every year, they all do it. And that's a route, obviously, just part that's just instinctive. They just get up, they do the flight. There's feeding grounds, apparently, down in Antarctica.
Sure.
So they go down there.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think, like, in terms of evolution, like, good on them. Good on them.
Yep.
96,000 Ks a year.
Very impressive.
Bloody impressive.
Yeah.
But when do you think, like, in terms of evolution, one of them's going to go, look, the feeding ground... in the paddock next to us, isn't that bad.
The fish tastes just the same.
It's not as bountiful, but I don't have to do the 96,000 Ks.
Mm.
And at the end of it, when they all come back,
he
gets the breeding season.
Oh, because he'd get first dibs, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He just stays behind. Surely... He does a lot of groundwork. While all the boys are gone, he's just landing lines on all the women that have stayed behind. All right, if Charles Darwin's anything to go by, it's often evolution follows the smart one, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
That's pretty much. The smart one, which is living
it's
more.
A mutation.
And then,
it's a mutation.
It's a mutation.
Yeah. So if one of them mutates, let's say, in the brain sufficiently to go, all right, don't have to fly 96,000 Ks a day to get a chick.
Yes, or he stays behind and sleeps with everyone, and then his gene is literally everywhere. But I think the smart one would have to be the guy that wakes up one morning and just goes, "Hey, John, are you about to fly to Antarctica? What's the date? Well, where are we, Kev? Yes, I absolutely am. Could you bring us back a fish?"
It's weekend, Ricky. with Will and Woody on 101.9 The Fox. Oh, my God. I'm just picturing when they all come back when he's lying there like, oh, wow. I mean, that was a tough trip this time around, wasn't it, boys?
When are we leaving? We're here for a month.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
And we're asking on 131060, have you had a tough week? Has something happened? Has there been an incident which has got you a bit flat? Because we are guaranteed to cheer you up. We got Brooke here from Berwick. Hey, Brooke, how are you going?
Not good at all.
Brooke, okay. All right. What's happened, mate?
Just struggling really, really bad right now.
Yeah.
All right.
What's happened? Anything in particular happened?
Yeah, I had a breakup with my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Brooke. The classic one. And yeah. Kangaroo nearly took me off the road. And nursing a really big hangover.
Oh, no, Brooke, the triple. Okay, Brooke, apart from the kangaroo, which I find quite funny, all the others seem like it's been pretty tough, mate. Yep. I want you to stay with us. We're going to play a song here. Up next, we're going to cheer you up.
Right, now we've heard from Brooke from Berwick. Brooke, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Just to recap, you've been broken up with. A kangaroo jumped on you. and now you're feeling a bit hungover.
Yeah.
So triple whammy.
Yep. Really tough, Brooke.
Stay with us. Stay with us, mate. We're going to put it all in perspective shortly.
Got Leah here. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Leah, you sound bad.
Yeah, not doing too well today, this week. I think it's probably been the worst week of the new year so far.
What's happened?
That
sounds pretty hectic.
I'm getting married in 3 weeks and I had my girls' weekend away last week. And very quiet. And one of my best mates, who I will not name, she ended up ditching us for a guy and he ended up staying in a house.
We
woke up in the morning and there's this random guy in our house and we had a big fight about it and so pretty much she didn't want to be in my bridal party anymore. I just am devastated. I lost a best mate. Yeah. I lost, you know.
Jeez, you've lost a lot there. Okay, Leah, we'll stay with us. We're going to put it all in perspective in a second. Before we go to Katie
again,
Woody,
I'm still confident. I'm still confident.
It was a good idea at the start.
Yeah, more hectic than I thought they'd be.
Do you really?
We can't leave them now.
She's lost her brushes.
I know. Katie, hi.
Hi, guys.
You sound a bit more upbeat, but something's happened. It's flattened you out.
Yeah, you've totally put it in perspective. I've got nothing on the other two. But my problem is I've lost my mojo. Work troubles. People just not turning up, not doing what I've asked, and calling me names.
What do they call you, Katie? What do they call you?
Oh, you know, bitch.
Straight to the top there. All right, Katie.
And this is from 13-year-old.
FC.
All right. We don't need to. We've got you.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll wait there, Katie. Okay. So as we said earlier.
Yes.
Geez, lucky Katie didn't go any harder there. The old weekend brekkie show for your kids in cars. Woods, as we said earlier, a great way to get over bad news is to put your bad news in perspective.
Yep,
now,
absolutely.
We initially put the call out for something, you had a bit of a bad week. Yep. I was just thinking I don't know, your goldfish died.
These are a bit heavier than we expected, but I'm still confident that what I'm about to say will lift all these people that are going through a tough time to things into perspective. I mean, I get you've been hit by a kangaroo. I get that you've lost your best friend. And I understand that people are calling your names at work. I get it. But how's this? We've got all the girls on the line now. To put things into perspective.
We'll start with, we're doing them all at once. We'll tell the girls at once.
Yep.
All
right. And now I'll go to them each individually and see how they're feeling.
Okay.
Get this.
Yep.
Just to put things into perspective, news is breaking this morning that Nicolas Cage has broken his ankle on the set of his new thriller. The movie is called #211, filming in Bulgaria, and they think that it's going to put back filming by over a fortnight. Now, Brooke from Berwick?
Yes.
How are you feeling now?
That's pretty. Very
bit of perspective.
To him. No.
No, a bit of perspective for you there.
I got the emotional hurt.
Does it make you feel better about your breakup?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, at least you've still got your ankle there, Brooke.
They need to pull a kangaroo on him, though.
Yeah. Good stuff, Brooke. There you go. Actually, this is good. Woods. Leah, your maid of honour left you on your hens weekend. How does that make you feel, though, mate? Are you feeling a bit better? A bit of perspective for you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Still sore, though.
Understandable.
How are your ankles, Leah?
My ankles are fine.
Exactly.
You know, and poor Nicolas Cage, I mean, he's in a hospital in Bulgaria. I don't know what their hospital plans are like.
Don't know about being in a hospital in Bulgaria.
Exactly.
But okay.
You're much better than being in a hospital in Bulgaria, mate. Have a
really
wonderful
tough.
Wedding.
Thank you.
with your two healthy ankles. Katie here. Katie, you've been called.
Names at work.
Really tough. Are you feeling a bit more uplifted, though, knowing that, you know, out there in the world in Bulgaria, Nicolas Cage is nursing a severely broken ankle?
Oh, guys, you've turned my day around. It has just washed away my worries, and I'm feeling much better. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Katie.
We knew it. Beautiful stuff, Katie. Story out of North Korea today, which you actually might have just heard in the news. Mm. They've just tried to fire off a couple more of those ballistic missiles that we hear so much about.
Yeah, how'd they go this time? Second crack?
Cheeky fail. Another one in the no column.
Well, Kim will be thinking, well, third time lucky. We'll go back to the drawing board.
He definitely will. But I saw you earlier in the week. keep trying, Kim. Yeah. I mean, like, you just can't get him going. Can he? No, the story that I saw earlier in the week, though, which I just thought was fascinating, was that North Korea had agreed to, because, you know, the UN are trying to get in there.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to get in there, been trying for a long time. And finally, North Korea agreed to a visit from a UN ambassador.
Oh.
The first time. And it reminded me, almost comically, it reminded me so much of this moment in Team America.
You know, that actually would have happened.
100%.
Like, it really would have happened.
When they walked in and the advisors are like, oh, look, Kim, we think we have to take a UN ambassador. The sanctions are looking like they're going to be too hefty. And even when the bloke arrives, it's going to be this from him as well. But if you are Kim, I mean, let's just put ourselves in KJU's feet here for a while.
Love to be in his shoes. Let's talk.
He's obviously got a whole bunch of nuclear weapons that he's got to hide.
Yep, pretty clear.
Yeah. Yep. And as soon as they get there, he's going to be on the blower going, all right, we just need to clear the factories, clear all the uranium, get rid of all the ballistic missiles.
Anyone got any tarp? I said, let's put tarp over this whole section.
But that moment, funnily enough, I think is one of the very few times that I can actually empathize with Kim Jong-un, in that it sounds very much like a rental inspection.
Oh, yeah.
At my share house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, often it's a call or a WhatsApp message from your housemates going, guys, inspections tonight. And one of you goes, oh my God, we've left this out, this out, this out. The kitchen looks like downtown Baghdad.
Which isn't good if you haven't been to Baghdad. Awful. Awful streets. Rubbish everywhere. Food scraps, pizza boxes.
Exactly. I want to know on 13 1060, because even if you do a good job covering up, the amount of times that a first time rental inspection uncovers something rank would be enormous. And I don't just want to focus on rental inspections here. I want first time visits, because we all do a final scrap, hectic cleanup before a first visit from a new boyfriend.
Oh yeah. What about inspection from a parent, Will?
Oh.
Are we including them because they were if you're during
living,
my teenage years?
If you're living overseas or something as and they come over for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Because I've had some shockers with that.
131060, I want to see if we can all empathise with Kim Jong-un a little bit here. What did they find on the first visit?
Mm-hmm. Yep, great.
And it can be anything. I really, as far as this stretches you from a person, another person hiding in your closet, all the way down to a pizza box, can be a rental inspection, a new partner, your parents, you name it.
My old boss, do you want to hear this now or do you want to hear it up next?
Okay. We'll do it up next.
Okay, it's a belter.
131060 right now though, we want to know, what did they find on their first visit?
My boss told me this story. It's a belter. Don't ask too many questions, but I'll just inform you. He'd just moved out of home and he receives a call from his mum saying, "Hey, Chris, how you going? Love to go and see the new place. I'm on my way over." He goes, "Yep, no worries." Yeah. Hangs up the phone and then has that horrific moment where he remembers had a four-post bed.
Yeah.
And he remembers that there was rope on every pillar.
Rope.
And a pair of handcuffs. Now, don't ask too many questions again, but he returns home later that afternoon. She's gone. He walks.
So she's been.
Been and gone.
Yeah.
He walks into his bedroom and there's the rope cutely, neatly packed up, wrapped up and put on the bed next to the handcuffs.
Oh my God.
And they never talked about it.
She wrapped it up.
Should we just walk in there and just go,
"Oh, wow." Pretend I didn't see it and just walked out.
She made his bed and then wrapped it up and then put the handcuffs next to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I want to see if we get any better than that. 131060, what did they find on the first visit? Can be your mum, can be a real estate agent. Katrina from Cranbourne, how you doing?
Good, and you?
What did the real estate agent discover, mate?
We had our first, like, six-monthly inspection, cleaned the house top to bottom, and they discovered dust on the skirting boards, and they were annoyed about that. And we're like, seriously?
What? And where were you renting the property?
Just out in Cranbourne. We were renting the property, and they found dust on the skirting boards, the real estate agent. And we're like, seriously?
Oh, my God.
Renting in Cranbourne. They're pretty lucky they didn't find
a dead body. Don't check under the skirting board.
Thanks, Katrina. Christy from Melton, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Yourself?
Very well, Christy. Hey, Christy, what did they... Your mother-in-law discovered something on the first visit. Oh, gee whiz, mate.
My mother-in-law is pretty particular when it comes to cleaning, and we have not long been in our house, and she called over, unexpected, and found an oven full of dirty dishes.
An oven.
Can you talk us through that, Christy?
I had nowhere to put them. So you were in the oven thinking that I was safe, and she brought her homemade apple pie with her and went to turn the oven on. And then burnt all my plasticware and found an oven full of dishes.
Oh, mate. So it was a really last ditch effort. Plenty of dishes.
Yeah, last ditch.
Whacked them in the oven.
Put them. Now I put them in the laundry.
You could wash them, Christy. I don't know. You could. I know that sounds crazy. Well,
that's just too hard. You just hide it in the laundry. Now
thanks, Christy. Oh, we've got Jane here from Werribee. Hey, Jane. Jane, you've got your radio on in the background there, mate.
Okay, I'll turn it down. Okay. Yeah. What happened is I had my mum and my grandmother turn up, and I had my boyfriend, and he was naked. And he was hiding in the cupboard. He had to run and hide.
Yeah.
And then they started picking up the clothes. And started cleaning up.
Oh my God.
Jane.
Wait, is he in the cupboard the whole time here, Jane?
They opened the cupboard and found him in the cupboard naked.
Oh my God.
As they were picking up the clothes, cleaning up, oh my God.
What happened next, Jane? So they open the cupboard. I mean, I can't imagine how you respond when you open a cupboard and see a nude man.
My mum's face went into shock. And my grandmother, my mum's tried to hide it from my grandmother so she didn't see him. She knew something was going. She knew. Yeah. They knew something was going on.
But
they were horrified.
Did he have a one-liner at all or anything, Jane, when they opened the cupboard?
Oh, he didn't know what to say. He nearly fainted.
He just, now he went as red as anything and fainted because I just walked in the front door.
Oh my
God. No knocking, no ringing to say they were coming over.
He didn't go for the triple generation move, did he, Grandma, Mum? And...
yeah.
Oh, God, gee whiz, Jane. Thanks for the call, mate.
It's Weekend Breakfast with Will and Woody.
Brand new study, which I think will be affirming for a lot of people from Cambridge University, confirming that colleagues are apparently more and more likely to show you up at work.
Mm-hmm.
Not by doing better than you,
mm-hmm.
not by walking up to you and saying you've done something wrong,
mm-mm.
but by the clandestine and shameful act of CCing your boss into an email.
Clandestine was exactly the word I was thinking this week, Will, when Susan, I've changed her name, but I think she knows who she is. She wrote me a little passive-aggressive email
yep.
saying, hey, Woody.
And between friends, you know. Fine.
I know. My desk.
You've fleeced my yogurt.
Yes. Just have a private conversation with me about it.
You've done it 3 weeks in a row.
But she CC'd in the boss when she said, Woody, I know it's you taking my yogurt. Could you please stop? That is repulsive from Susan in sales. You know? And on 131060, we're getting calls now from people who want to dob in someone who does this in the office.
Yeah, and who's done it to you recently. Because it's you might have been... Okay, this is a long shot, but 131060, if you've lost your job...
Oh, yeah.
...as a result of somebody CCing the boss into a passive-aggressive email...
Yeah.
...please give us a call. Now is your chance for revenge.
Yeah, we're going to name and shame. Full name, where they work, maybe slight description, like you get on Crime Stoppers. Now we all know... We all know who these people are and we can make a little blacklist.
I actually think these people, this is that much of a poor offence mm-hmm. that you should be calling Crime Stoppers if you see them.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just flood Crime Stoppers with calls on people who email and CC in the boss. Jen from Vermont, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. You know someone who CCs the boss with emails to you?
Yeah, I volunteer for Girl Guides, which is lovely. It's lovely to
volunteer. Jen, this is at a volunteering place.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Good on you, Jen. So what does someone do there?
A lot of the volunteers don't work, so they have a lot more free time. And if you don't answer an email within 2 days, they'll CC in the CEO or the regional person.
CEO? What? Jen, you're all volunteering. So you reckon there are volunteers out there that to make themselves feel better and more important, will CC and the boss to torch you?
Without a doubt.
Oh, my God. Who is the CEO of...
Girl Guides.
Girl Guides, by the way. Like, is it a little... I imagine it being a little girl guide.
No, she's amazing. Scout. 8-year-old girl. And I think she thinks it's a bit petty, but...
Oh, it's very petty, mate.
Do you all still deliver cookies? Is that like... Am I...
It is cookie season.
We're not in cookie season.
No, it's just coming up. You can place just coming up now.
So is the email somewhere in the lines of, Jen has not picked up her round of cookies.
I wish.
Kick her out of the Scouts. Is that the sort of email and then CC in the boss?
Oh, it's a little bit meaner than that. Let down everybody.
Jen, do you want to torch a particular girl guide? Like, is there a full name you want to drop
no,
here?
No, I'm a little classier than that. But,
okay, I like it. Take the high road.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Jen.
Good on you.
Well
we got
done.
Vera here from Taylor's Hill. Vera, how are you going?
Hi. Oh. Now, I think you need to lay off a little bit on the people that CC people because sometimes they deserve it and I'm one of the ones that will CC the boss.
Oh, you're a CC-er, Vera. I love this.
A real snake in the grass here,
Vera.
Here we go.
The rat comes out of its hole. I love this.
So, Vera, talk us through it because you can win the boys over here.
Yeah.
Yes.
In what situation do you think you should be allowed to CC in the boss?
Okay, well, what happened was I had to email an external company to get information from them and let's just say an accountant and it was over a month ago and then I get an email from his boss saying, you haven't paid your accounting fee yet? And I went... Oh, well, no, because I'm going to CC you back. I ain't paying that bill because I'm requesting information from you over a month ago.
Oh, right. Okay, so he hasn't done it, so you're firing back at him. But, Vera, isn't there just a sense of just emailing him back and just going, g'day, mate, yeah, not on. Because maybe he's had a bit of a big weekend,
No.
got your email and stuffed it up
no,
a little bit.
No, no, because he CC'd me, his boss.
Okay, all right. Fair okay. enough.
Listen, Vera, I've got someone else here. Megan's given us a call. Megan is also a snake in the grass. Megan, you're a CC'er.
I am a very proud CC'er.
Oh, hear that
very note. Proud and loud.
Yes. Talk to us, Megan. Talk to us. You CC'er.
And what's this snake in the butt grass business? I'm not a snake in the grass. I'm a professional who cares about what they do.
Mate, you are a snake in the grass, Megan. As soon as
no,
you CC'ing
in the
boss.
No, I'm not a snake in the grass. When people can't do their jobs properly and other people are at risk, well, then they deserve to be CC'd. I'll CC all day, every day.
Megan.
Can you give us an example this week? Like, have you CC'd this week, Megan?
No, not this week. I had a CC off week this week.
Oh, beautiful. Are you feeling good about yourself?
Yeah. Sorry?
Hey, Megan, if you were going to CC, if you were going to email us, the boys here, with a terse email, would you CC our boss in? What would you say to
us? Well, I'm actually already Googling who your boss is because you just called me a snake in the grass and that's not possible. So consider yourself CC, boys.
It's time to hear from some of the nation's most inspirational sports stars. This is Will and Woody's Saturday Morning Sporting Legends.
To all the kids coming home from sport right now, if you've done something particularly epic on your sporting field, we provide the place to retell that story right now with Saturday Morning Sporting Legends.
Yep, you deserve the platform. We've got Jeremy here from Narre Warren. Jeremy, you're a proud father this morning.
Yes, how are you guys?
We're very well, Jeremy. Talk us
very
through,
good.
Mate. Your daughter, Samantha?
That's it. Allow me to set the scene. It was cross-country. It was all the preps, about 30 of them lining up to run around the a lap of the oval.
Yep.
And as they've taken off, a few of them, a bit of a bumping, bit of jostling.
Oh, no.
And as they've sort of gone around the corner, my daughter's fallen over with another couple of girls.
Oh.
Then next thing, she's got back up again, and she's passed most of the pack. Then all of a sudden, when she's got round to the other goalpost at the other end, she's in second place and keeps on coming round and holds second to the end.
Oh, Jeremy! Who's that?
Jeremy!
Huge.
Massive
Jeremy.
Moment. To well fall done. Over and then come back is...
I think we actually saw something. Was there a moment, I mean, during the London Marathon during this week, I think there was someone actually ran back and picked someone up when they fell over. Did any of the preppies go back and do that for your little girl, Jeremy?
No. She just jumped back up again. It was a little bit like the horse race. It was a week or so ago where the horse came from the back.
Just
kept on galloping through. She just kept on, just got on with it.
Right. But, good on her.
Referred to your daughter as a horse there, but that's fine. thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks so much for the call, Jeremy.
We've got Jenna here from Frankston. G'day, Jenna. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Jenna, welcome to Saturday Morning Sporting Legends.
Proud mother, Jenna.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very proud of my little champion.
Yeah. What happened?
She has made it to district cross country, so she's representing her school soon.
Wow. Congratulations, Jenna. Woo! Amazing moment.
Would you call your little daughter a horse?
No, I'll call her a cheetah. She's a bit faster
than a horse. Cheetah. Yeah, okay. Probably a little bit safer.
We have Paige here from Craigiepern. Hello, Paige.
Hi.
How old are you, Paige?
Good.
Very good.
Okay. Also, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay. 13.
All right.
Paige, do you want to tell us about your legendary Saturday morning sporting moment?
Yep.
Okay.
I got my backhand spring in cheerleading.
Yo!
Oh, wow!
Hey! Yeah. Okay, a backhand spring, was it?
Goodness.
Mate.
How long have you been working on that for, Paige?
About a couple months.
Wow, so you're cheerleading backhand spring. Congratulations, Paige. Enjoy, mate. Yep. The old backhand spring.
Did the crowd go crazy when you landed the spring?
Uh-huh, I was so excited.
Aww. And you sound like it, Paige.
My mum was crying.
Oh, wow. Gee whiz.
Wow.
Sounds like a great moment. Well, yeah. Enjoy your Saturday, Paige. Thanks so much for the call. And thanks for all the calls this morning, everyone. We have had an absolute blast with you this morning. And
that came in hot. That wrap-up music came on really hot.
I'd like to thank our sponsor for this morning, yes. Which is, of course, me, Code Black Barbers,
yes.
In Albert Park.
Yep, they've got a website, they're very legit, they've living got an Instagram.
Living the dream, yep.
Living the dream one haircut at a time. We'll be in there literally every day for the rest of our lives.
He's giving us a free, haircut for life.
That's what we've been offered. do go and see them, they're just fantastic down there. Fantastic.
Next Saturday morning, if the show continues to be not sponsored, yes. We will again offer yes. a sponsorship out to you guys,
yes.
Our lovely listeners on a Saturday morning. Not for cash, though. It's just for merchandise.
Yes.
Or services, a.k.a. free haircuts for life.
Exactly right.
Thanks very
right.
much to Michael from Code Black Barbers for that in Albert Park.
Exactly right. And if you want to follow the boys, we are Will and Woody across all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Yep.
Some would say that we're a little bit quiet on those fronts. But we
make up for it
if you meet
us in person.
We like to think we're building suspense. Like, ooh, when will they post this year?
Check us out, Facebook, Will and Woody on Instagram, Will and Woody, or on Twitter. Oh, that's very dusty, that Twitter account. Or you can get the podcast on iTunes. Just search Will and Woody. Or you can just turn your radio on next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll be back then with some more Weekend Breakfast. Been a pleasure, Melbourne. We'll catch you then.